Sag bikor per gal mission is I hippish bikura umaka to deal. Maybe Vainakar, somebody who separated bikura from the first fruits of his field and subsequently saw the field before he had a chance to bring the bikura. He can go ahead and bring the bikura, but he cannot read the parts of Arami Obidabi since he no longer owns the field. The Hashani. And the second person, meaning the buyer of the field. May also have men ain't no maybe. May men after maybe bikur. He would no longer bring that year bikurim from the same types of fruit that the seller brought bikurim from. And since bikurim had already been brought from that type of fruit, the person who bought it can no longer bring bikurim from the same type of fruit. But if there's a different type of fruit that the seller did not bring bikurim from, then the buyer would be allowed to bring bikurim from that type of fruit even that year. And go ahead and read the parts of Arami Obidobi. Rabbi Huda, Oimer, Afme, Ozu, Amen, may be the courier. Rabbi Huda said, the buyer can bring Bikurim even from the same type of fruit that the seller already brought Bikurim from that year. And since the buyer is a different person, he can go ahead and bring Bikurim even from the same fruit that the seller had already brought Bikurim from. And he can go ahead and read the parts of Arami Obidobi. Second Bikurim, Paragalf, Mishnah, Chet, Hifrish, Bikurim. Somebody who separated Bikurim from the first fruits of his field, Nivzusu, and subsequently the Bikurim were looted from him, Namaku, or they rotted, Nivnavu, or they were stolen, Avdu, Osha, Nivmu, or they got lost, or became Tummy. And if they became Tummy, he no longer can bring them to the base of Migdal. Maybe Acherim Tachteim, Veinokorim. He would bring other Bikurim in their place, but he would not read the parsha of Arami Ovidovit. And since the original Bikurim that he picked are no longer in existence, he cannot read the parts of Arami Obidabi, even though he replaced the Bikurim with other fruit. And the second Bikurim that are replacing the original Bikurim, there is no Chiyav Chomesh for a non-coin that eats it. And the din is that a non-coin that eats Truma Bishoge, he has to pay a principal plus an additional fifth. And Bikurim has the same din as Truma, that a non-coin that eats the Bikurim Bishoge must pay the principal plus an additional fifth to the coin. But these Bikurim that replace the original Bikurim, there is no Chiyav Chomesh for a non-coin that eats it. If a non-coin would eat it, he only has to pay the principal to the coin, not the additional fifth. Nitmu ba'azara. Noifes v'enakorim. If you brought the Bikurim all the way to the Azara in the Beis HaMikdash, and only then they became Tamei, in such a case, he would empty out the basket that contained the Bikurim, and he would not read the parsha of Arami Ovid Abi, but he would not have to replace these Bikurim with other Bikurim. And even though we said that if the Bikurim become Tameh, they are replaced with other Bikurim, but in this case that he already brought it all the way to the Beis HaMikdash, and only then they became Tameh, he empties out the basket, he gives the basket to the coin, and he does not have to replace the Bikurim with other Bikurim. As the Pasuk says, V'loka ha'koin atenem miyadecha. The coin takes the basket from your hand. And Chazal learned out from there that sometimes all the coin gets is the basket. He doesn't get the fruit. And what is the case that is referring to? A case where it became Tameh in the Azara, that you empty out the basket from the fruit of the Bikurim, you give the basket to the coin, and the Bikurim that you emptied out would not have to be replaced with other Bikurim.